For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. That was the wrong button. That's the right button. It is, it's Friday. Yeah, very exciting day today.
Yay.
It's not St. Patrick's Day, but it's close enough to St. Patrick's Day that we're going to start drinking. And
yeah,
we did.
Right.
Yeah, Savannah, we had a little bit of difficulty because Savannah brought in Bailey's for our coffee, but then Megan pointed out she didn't bring in any coffee. So there was some confusion there. Then Savannah also brought in some Guinness Blonde, but she didn't bring any cups. So she first, oh, and green food coloring. So she started trying to pour the food coloring into her bottle, but the bottle's brown. You can't really see anything. So we had to scour the place looking for cups, and Savannah found a martini glass.
Yeah.
So right now she's drinking green blonde Guinness out of a martini glass to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Why not?
I don't know. I will say this. My Bailey's and coffee is delicious.
Is it?
Yeah. What are you drinking, Megan?
It was just water, actually. There's nothing in here.
Oh, my God. Of all the people who should be drinking something, it's you.
I know.
First of all, you're an alcoholic.
Weird,
second of all, you're Irish.
First of all, I'm not an alcoholic. So, like, let's take that down a notch.
Okay. And you're working. Not yet, but you're working toward.
And second of all, I don't know. I don't feel ready for this yet.
You don't feel ready for St. Patrick's Day?
No, I'm ready for St. Patrick's Day, but I meant to, like, physically drink.
Really?
I still feel like I'm, like, waking
up. Are you still drunk from last night?
No, I'm not.
Oh, because this could really help with that.
I didn't drink last night.
What?
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay?
Oh, my God. Shut up. You're so annoying.
Is it your allergy? Because medicine...
Yeah, my allergies are bothering me, and I don't feel that great.
Yeah, so. Megan took some pills this morning, too, yeah. So you may not want to mix it with some alcohol.
Yeah.
Now, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day again, Savannah, this is her first St. Patrick's Day with us.
Yeah.
We used to have this other guy that worked here, but then he left, so we hired Savannah. How long have you worked here now?
I don't know. Probably like a month and a half.
So this is really your first big holiday with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
definitely.
This is exciting. Mm-hmm. We like to go all out for holidays, as you can tell. wait. Megan's drinking water.
I know. Mark has a green tie on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I went to Walgreens, because that's where you go to get green stuff. And I bought this is a traditional Irish tie. This is what Irish businessmen wear when they're...
Is it?
When they want to look.
Is that why?
It's made out of beads.
Because you're an Irish businessman.
Well, no, I'm just saying. No, but never mind. So anyway, since Savannah, it's her first holiday with us, she wanted to do something special. So Savannah, tell everyone what you did for St. Patrick's Day.
I looked up St. Patrick's Day facts, and I want to quiz you guys and see if you know what's up with St. Patrick's Day.
So to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, she wants to make us look as dumb as possible.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Okay. Which is fine. Now, are these fun facts, like when people go, fun fact? Or are these just like boring facts like you would learn in school?
Some of them are fun. Some of them are actually you're going to learn about the holiday.
See, learning's not, we're not here to learn.
Okay.
We're here to have fun.
Okay.
So let's avoid the learning ones and go stick more with the fun ones.
Okay.
All right, cool. Who's first, me or Megan?
Well, I'll just ask it, and then you guys can give your answers.
Okay.
Some of them are true. I'll let you know what to answer. Okay. What state has the highest percentage of binge drinkers?
What state?
Yes.
Has the highest percentage of binge drinkers?
Florida.
I would go with Florida. Florida.
It's Wisconsin. Yeah, there's got to be a buzzer
noise. Oh, you were kind of right before, Mark.
I said Iowa before.
Yeah, you said Iowa.
25% of people.
In Wisconsin? Binging. Well, there's nothing else to do in Wisconsin.
That's,
plus, there's a lot of breweries.
That's my point, yeah.
All right, well, that was kind of fun. What else?
How many calories are in 12 ounces of Guinness? Your options are 126, 250, 326.
126.
What was the middle one?
250.
That one.
It is 126.
Oh, wow.
Which is only 16 more calories than a Bud Light. So Guinness is pretty chill.
And all right. It has the least amount of carbs. Fun fact.
Wow. Okay, Megan knows her Guinness.
No, because people always assume like dark, it's going to be so bad for you. But it's really not as bad as like people think.
That's racist. What do you think? What's the next one, Savannah?
The biggest, this is a true or false. The biggest St. Patrick's Day parade is in Chicago.
The biggest St. Patrick's Day parade is
false.
In Chicago?
Megan says false.
I would say true.
It is false. The biggest is
Boston.
In... Nope.
New York.
It's in New York, and a quarter million people walk down Fifth Avenue.
Oh.
But Chicago does dye their river green.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So does Savannah. Big deal.
big deal. So does Savannah.
So far, these are moderately entertaining. Where are the fun ones?
Thanks, Megan. I appreciate you.
No, they're okay. They're, but I mean, nothing's like knocking my socks off. What? Give us another one.
Do you even have socks on?
I do have socks on, Rosie. Oh, okay. Why would I not be wearing socks?
This is a true or false. Okay.
True or false.
The Irish invented color photography and chocolate milk.
What was it again? Oh, this
Megan wasn't paying attention.
Megan's relegated herself to Instagram now. She's totally done.
She's like, no, these are really good, Savannah.
I would say true.
Tweet.
It is true.
Yeah, okay. All right, listen, this was fun.
It really is not that bad, Mark.
You know
what?
I just
got distracted.
I don't know. Maybe I need to drink more first.
Yeah.
340-9595. If you'd like, Savannah, do you have any more fun facts?
I do.
All right. If you'd like to take a crack at answering some of Savannah's, Megan's yawning now.
Oh, no.
If you'd like to take a crack at, we're done with it. So if you want to do this, give us a buzz. 340-9595. 95.1 WA. There's a pick me up for your Friday morning.
I know, dude.
I feel like Friday morning we should just play like party song. Like every song should be party rock or something.
Totally. Oh, play that right now.
Oh, you want to play party rock? Or was it LMFAO, right?
That's a great song.
Okay, perfect. I think I spelled it. There we go. All right.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's finally.
Megan's a little down in the dumps because she's not drinking yet, and we all are. which brings up a good question because in the What's Up section, which happened moments ago, Megan did this story about Megan Trainor. It's confusing. Yeah. There are a lot of Megans. It's confusing.
Yeah.
But Megan Trainor had vocal problems, which is bad when you're a singer.
Right.
So she changed her whole lifestyle. She started exercising and eating right and stuff, and she gave up drinking alcohol. So she wouldn't lose her voice and basically potentially become a mute. Mm-hmm. And I said to Megan, that's a great question. Megan here in the studio, not Megan Trainor.
Yeah.
She doesn't take my calls anymore. I said to Megan, I go, that's a great question. Would you rather go mute or stop drinking? And Megan immediately said, go mute. And I was like, really? You would rather lose your voice than lose the ability to drink alcohol? She's like, 100%.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds horrible.
You think that sounds to stop drinking?
Yeah.
Which then I pointed out
and
to
I'm
Megan.
I'm not saying I need to drink, but also I like to. So
I mean, I feel like you need to speak, especially since, you know, you're a radio person.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I thought you meant like singing, like, but I'm like, I don't sing
yes,
anyway.
Would you
so
rather
I don't
lose
care.
Your? Yeah, I've never heard you sing once in like 5 years.
Well, I'd probably need to stop drinking because I need to make money.
So you would. So if
very
the choice
small
were
amount of money that I make.
if somebody came to you and said, Megan, you need to stop drinking right now or lose your voice. You would stop drinking?
I would have to. And Cooper needs to eat, you know?
Cooper's her dog, by the way.
I feel like everybody should know that.
Everyone
by now.
Should know that, but not everyone follows you on Instagram.
That's true.
All right. Well, that's interesting. That's yeah. Savannah, what about you? What would you do?
I would probably go mute.
Go mute, yeah.
She's like two beers in. She's like I'd definitely go mute. Savannah's like, I don't need to speak.
I've been drinking since 6:15. What are you talking about? In fact, you know, if I drink enough, I'll pass out. You won't hear me say anything.
What would you do, Mark?
I mean, I would have to give up drinking.
Yeah, because
not just for
you
me, though.
Never shut up.
Not only that, but I would hate to cheat, you know, the listeners out of the joy.
Yeah, this is for the listeners.
Of turning on the radio and hearing us talk every day.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Because, I mean, you know, a lot of people, like, if you turn on the radio and you hear this, that's not going to be exciting.
No.
Forever. And especially if we're playing 1-800-273-8255 every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They need people, you know, the people out there demand that we're here to entertain them. So I would give up drinking for them.
Oh, okay. For the people. That's very nice of you.
I will point out
I'm sure everybody really appreciates that.
No problem. You know,
yeah.
That's a good question. 340-9595. If you had to give up drinking or your voice forever, which one would you pick? 340-9595. It's kind of like the Little Mermaid where she wanted legs so she could walk on land and she had to give Ursula her voice.
Yeah, totally.
It's just like that, only with alcohol. 340-9595. Thanks so much for joining us. Here's another good song, Megan.
Oh, that's a great one.
Is that a good one?
Yeah.
All right, I figured you liked that one. 340-9595. Megan Trainor was told by her doctors, hey, you got to change your evil ways or you're going to lose your voice.
Yeah.
So she started eating right and she started exercising. She does some Zumba now.
Yes.
And she had to give up drinking because alcohol is bad for your voice.
Apparently bad for your vocal cords.
Yeah. And I told Megan, I said, hey, given the, what would you do? Would you rather stop drinking or stop speaking? And Megan said, stop speaking. Number one.
Immediately.
Yeah. Like, I mean, don't whatever you do, don't give it to the booze. 340-9595. Deli from Jack's Beach. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you guys doing?
We're good, Deli. All right. Here's your choice. You either lose your voice or you have to stop drinking forever. Which do you choose?
Honestly, I love drinking, but my job requires me to speak constantly, so I would have to give up drinking, yeah. But I definitely would try to, like, pour liquor in my mouth just for the taste and then spit it out. I would never swallow it. How about that? Is that an option?
No, I mean, that's weird. No one drinks liquor for the taste of it.
That's horrible.
Oops.
I mean, obviously, people drink it for the taste of it.
Megan's job requires her to use her voice too, but she has no qualms giving it up for, you know, a little for a Moscow Mule.
Learn sign language and, you know, get a video recorder somehow.
Oh, we could get a translator like that thing that
people would be like, wow, this is so boring.
Oh my gosh. Megan, no, you could get, you know, those things that people that lose their larynx, like, and it talks like a robot for them.
Yeah.
They put up and they're like, hello. We could do that for you.
Yeah.
And you could do the what's up and stuff like that.
Okay, good.
That'd be great.
That would be something I would want to listen to. But, you know.
Okay. I don't blame you.
Hey, thanks. So, where have we heard that before? Thanks so much for calling.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.